Turn to the corner. This week we're having fun without a tune. About to take a shot of tomorrow.
I gotta drink the rest of my sumo.
Just had some chicken from the shooter skater. 5 stars.
Rate and subscribe.
Dude. I don't know how to sing, and I'm scared to sing. For the intro, when's this song gonna kick in?
And once again, we plan
nothing for the intro.
This is a sort of a plan.
Welcome to the Portugal Corner, the podcast where we talk about all things Portuguese soccer, the good, the bad, and the funny. This is episode 139. I am Evan.
Patrick.
Justin.
Grease.
All right, what's popping?
Just chilling, just doing a little auto-tune stuff.
Nice. Nice. We ate some chicken. It's Portuguese chicken to start the week. That was nice. From Churrasqueira San Miguel, up in the north side of Toronto. Yeah, what'd you guys think of that chicken?
Good chicken.
Good chicken.
Yes.
Good rice. It was smoked rice.
I don't understand how that works.
Yeah, smoky
they
flavor.
Smoked the rice. They tried to smoke us out.
Smoky rice. Potatoes were good. Yeah, had a bit of a kick.
Potatoes were soaked in flavor.
Disappointed with the amount of sauce.
Yeah, weak on the sauce.
Weak sauce.
And I don't know, the dark meat piece is not that great.
Yeah, I don't know what else to say.
No. We're ripping this place. I thought it was a good meal, guys.
6.5 out of 10, I give it.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Not bad. They had the family meal. They said you can take 4 cans. I went for the sumo. They said you can't take sumo, only regular pop.
It's a premium pop. Have you ever tasted a glorious sumo? It's
out of this world.
I bought a whole bottle.
It's a cut above.
Yeah. But I did the offer. I said, hey, can I take 2 sumo cans instead of 4 regular pops? They said, no deal.
Again.
It's a premium.
It's a premium
soda.
Pop.
Premium soda.
It costs almost twice as much as a regular pop.
Well, that's why I said 2 instead of 4. Anyways, it was a pretty good overall meal. I rate them. They're nice people.
All right.
Nice little shop. Had good parking.
If you're up in that Weston. Part of town.
Weston
it's
and
the one to go to.
401.
Weston 401.
Yeah. Yeah. Him out. And if you want us to review your chicken, let us know.
We'll come buy it.
Yeah. All right.
That is not a sumo.
March 8th was International Women's Day. So that was nice.
Nice.
Yep.
Congratulations.
Do you want me to say about that?
I don't know. 3 years ago, Porto introduced their lady mascot.
Ooh.
Because they're very advanced in the world of mascots.
Uh-huh. We'll have a women's mascot, but not a women's team.
Yeah,
just,
no.
We've represented you. You see yourself here. It's a
that doesn't
pink
look like
dragon.
Anyone.
That looks like
pink dragon lady.
She's got lipstick. Are they going to have a pink? Are they going to have like a little child, you think? Like a little purple child?
Ooh. Hey, the mascots don't fuck, okay?
I mean,
you tell me
I've
that
seen
now.
Some websites, and they certainly do. I think the Benfica Buff Eagle can take both of these guys.
Ooh. In a 3-way?
Tag team?
yeah, it's getting weird. Anyways, Figo Corner?
Oh, Figo Corner? Figo yeah. Corner? He was in one of his favorite things to do is Legends match.
He still looks good, so.
Yeah.
Likes running out there, make some money, too.
Make some money, hang out with some old pals, I guess, and... And
full old inter squatters out there. It was cool.
Yeah, he put two in.
Dang.
Yeah, nice goal too.
Yeah, a couple nice goals.
Who's out there? Saw Maicon out there. Zanetti's always out there. Maicon. Schneider was there.
Yeah. Ooh, how's Schneider looking?
Stankovic.
He was a pretty fat guy.
Schneider's always a hefty boy.
I don't know. I don't think he's done. I haven't seen him do one with Inter yet. Like I've definitely seen a Real Madrid one. And I don't think he'll ever be asked to do a Barcelona one, but I haven't seen him on an Inter one, so that was cool to see him. Also, other news, Mourinho was at the Joshua fight.
He was out and about this weekend. He was everywhere.
He posted a great shot, like a really nice video of the knockout.
He was right.
I don't know if that was him filming it, though, but...
Did you get the coverage of that knockout? airdrop the video to me.
After Joshua knocked him out, he shook his hand.
That's amazing.
Shook Mourinho's hand.
That's incredible.
This is the special hand. he was at some other event. He walked a trophy out somewhere in
Riyadh.
Totti was with him too. I don't know what that was for.
Yeah, I think it was Egypt actually.
Egypt.
Totti was on one side and
the Undertaker,
Brazilian Ronaldo on the other.
Yeah.
The Undertaker wasn't far behind.
But yeah, so that was happening. Mourinho's keeping busy. God forbid he stays home.
Hey, every Portuguese dad's like that, you know? It's like they can't just sit around. They got to go do something, productive or not productive. They can't sit around all day.
Hey, those countries that are saying, hey, come for the appearance fee is, don't worry, it's not free.
Yeah. No, I know.
They're working.
He's having fun, making money.
It'd be great to just, someone pays you just to be somewhere.
Yeah.
Just show up. Hang out.
Just be present. All you gotta do is be present.
That's the whole first episode of this season of Curb.
Oh.
Larry gets paid to go to a party. It's good.
Spoilers. This guy with the fucking spoilers all the time.
We're like five episodes in. You haven't watched it yet.
You're five episodes in. I'm not.
Oh, dude, you gotta catch up. It's out there.
I know.
There's a certain amount of time. You gotta just watch.
Busy schedule. You haven't got to it yet.
Yeah. What if I wanted to wait till it's all done, binge the whole thing?
Yeah.
That Curb's not a binge.
Don't tell me what's bingy.
Bingy.
Curb's a binge.
Curb's a binge.
You can binge Curb.
The Oscars were yesterday. And I don't know, maybe we can get more into that on Patreon.
Spoil away with the Oscars. Go ahead.
I don't know. The only interesting thing was John Cena came out naked.
That was a funny bit. I like that.
I think that was interesting.
You don't think that was interesting?
No.
Okay.
Naked men? You see naked men all the time.
Seen it, been there, done that.
All right. Well, let's smash this tomorrow.
Yeah, I got to do that.
And then let's get into the soccer.
You guys are such suckers for still having to drink. Why are you putting yourselves through this?
I love this.
Oh, this is nice. An aperitif. Digestif.
Delicious.
Oh, boy. I'm having a wine from the winery that I work at.
Okay.
And it's funky. It's kind of weird.
And what do you give it, 6.5? You going to shout them out?
Hey.
Not bad.
No number review on this one. Just, it's nice.
It's good.
Dash bon.
Okay, into the Portuguese soccer. Let's do it, boys. The Lions Den, Sporting face Atalanta in a 1-1 draw at the Alvalade on Wednesday. And in Europa League, they keep playing them. Paulinho opens the scoring early, and the game is equalized by Scamacca before the end of the first. So, they're old rivals there. They keep playing them. Haven't beat them yet this year, though. So maybe they're saving it for the last encounter.
Yeah, they had the home game first, much like Benfica. Were able to tie. Atalanta got that away goal, but that don't matter no more. So who cares?
Yep.
1-1. All to play for in the second leg.
Go to Italy, win 1-0. We do well in Italy.
You just got
to
win.
Yeah.
Not historically, but...
On the weekend, Jenny and the Scandinavians put down the Spanish Armada 3-0. Jenny blasts an IBBCB stonk. Break the hearts of the Arukans everywhere.
IBBCB?
What's an IBBCB?
Can you please explain for the
new
listeners?
In the box blast cheese bar.
Oh.
Come on, guys. Simple math.
IBBCB.
Keep cutting things down.
What can it be? IBB with cheese?
IBB with cheese. I like that. Yeah, they look great. They put down the Armada. The Armada's been flying, and they didn't get shit on them.
Yeah, I thought the Spanish Armada would put up a better fight.
Right?
I mean, it was
nothing
good,
for
though.
The majority of the game. Yeah.
Let's not forget how terrible that fucking pitch is.
That was, I noticed that watching the highlights. I was like, that was pretty bad.
It's because an Armada just ran through it.
It's the cow farm.
Yeah. They run through it every week.
But Gyökeres had a couple opportunities that he missed, which was odd for him. It wasn't super clinical, but the goalie made a couple nice saves.
Yeah, he should have had a hat trick that game easily, but good saves on the goalie's part. Nice to see Jenny stepping up. And Hjulmyland scored the last goal of the game, set up by Gyökeres.
Yeah, unsung hero. I mean, I'm sure the Sportingistas are singing his praises all the time, but kind of Gyökeres gets all the headlines. Hjulmyland, big, big addition. This guy is playing really well.
I think they'll do like a Jenny and the Jets kind of, like a Benny and the Jets kind of.
Yeah, oh, you want to do that?
We can do that.
Do it right now.
Jenny! Jenny! Bring back the auto-tune, please. Jenny!
All righty.
Jenny and the Jets. That's
yeah.
That's what you want to do.
Thank you, Justin.
Looking good there. Benfica, the Eagles' nest. The Birds take on Fabio Silva's Rangers this week. Schmidt still rocked from the weekend. They tied 2-2 with the Scots. Fabio Silva puts a ball in the box, and he finds a teammate. I don't know who scored it. Uh-huh. It was a little bit of a chippy ball. Probably hit some guys along the way, but it's kind of an assist. It's close.
He gets the assist, yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone, all the Benfica defenders just standing still. It goes right through everyone.
Yep.
I don't even know how that happened.
That wasn't good. It was the first game after the 5-0 loss. Mm-hmm. So you want some kind of like response. You want definitely a good performance.
They did. First 10 minutes, they were really, really playing well. They showed the fans that they're serious. And the fans gave it up to them when they were playing well in the first 10 minutes.
That's good.
Yeah. So you guys got away with a Di Maria penalty and then an own goal by the Rangers.
An extremely cheeky Di Maria penalty, I must say.
Yes.
He did like a little skip and then
cheeked it up. But that Rangers own goal was atrocious. No one was around that guy, and he just popped it into his own net.
It was a dangerous ball by Di Maria. He put it right in a really tough spot for them, and the defender had to make a play, and it played it right into his own net.
You guys got to go to the Ebrox.
Yeah, so similar situation as...
going to be hard.
Similar situation as Sporting.
I think the Ebrox rocks a lot harder than wherever Scamacca and the Italians play, though.
Atalanta?
Yeah.
Can't spell rocks without Ebrox.
Exactly.
Ebrox still rocks.
It'll be tough. It'll be tough, but you know what? I think we have the quality. I think we can do it. I think we're going to do it.
You guys probably should have scored like 4 goals that game. I don't know who was sleeping, Arthur Cabral.
Cabral had that chance where he just flubbed it right to the goalie.
That he did.
Crazy.
Seems like Benfica's waking up, though. You know, they're shaking off the cobwebs from last week. Climbing out of it.
The thing you have to do after that 5-0 game is just like, yeah, forget about that. I mean, every game you have to forget about the last one. It's the next game, right? Like, even if we had won 5-0, you have to forget about that.
You have to play the next one.
The next team, right? Mm-hmm. So, 2-2, we would have liked to win it, but 2-2 is, you know.
Not the worst.
You go into the Ibrox fresh. It's 0-0.
Yeah. Exactly.
Slate is wiped clean.
Clean slate.
Just go win the game.
And fuck the Jers. We're Catholic here. We hate them, right?
That's right. Ooh. That's right. We're Celtic all the way.
Yeah.
What about Fabio Silva with his crazy back tattoos? This is going around. He's got an angel and then also a bunch of gambling shit. Uh-huh. Porto Dragon. Then says, the sky is the limit. I don't know who those players are supposed to be, but it looks like he's got something happening at the bottom.
Something kind of like maybe lost in translation, like the sky is the limit. What the hell does that even mean? Like, I mean, I guess it's that I can go up to the sky, but then that's it. You got to stop there. That's it. You can't go higher than that.
Space is the limit.
Space is the limit. There is no limit.
Space is infinite.
There are galaxies, okay?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. For him, the sky's the limit. Okay, that's good.
Yeah, a lot of tattoos for a young kid, though. Full back done already.
He makes a lot of money.
I guess so.
Is that Jesus?
No, I think it's just an angel.
Oh.
Yeah.
He's going to meet her in the sky one day.
You know, he sees Otamendi, he sees Richarlison, he's like, wow, what awesome European or sort of South American back tattoos. I want my own. And he, it's not as cringy, but decent.
I mean, you got the cards and dice and poker chips beside an angel. I'm just like, wow, it just looks tacky.
The sky's the limit looks like it belongs on like a metal band poster. Like yeah. That's a band he follows.
It looks like Joker writing.
Yeah.
A little bit. And then the shout out to the Porto Dragon. I like he's got that there. Anyways, Benfica on the weekends. They unload all their frustrations on Estoril. Cockchu opens up the scoring, followed by Marcus Leonardo and Thiago Gouveia. Rodrigo Gomes would send a single goal the other way. Schmidt learns to play his players in their actual positions after a week of disaster class management. What say you?
Very different lineup than we're used to. He benched Rafa and Di Maria, I'm guessing, to save them for Rangers.
For the Brox.
Yeah. And took some getting used to the lineup in the beginning of the game. They weren't doing so well. But once they got in their groove, got Cockshoe going.
Yeah.
Giving that nice pass, he hits it in.
That's where he wants the ball. He like wants. He scored a goal like that earlier in the season. Yeah, he wants it right there.
He likes that.
Yeah. Cockchu promoted up. João Mario demoted down to defensive mid.
Look, I think
that's
we
where
got,
he belongs too.
I think Cockchu. I mean, so it's an interesting thing because it's like, okay, he wants Cockchu. He wants him to play behind the striker, a little bit more advanced, in a kind of like center attacking role, and then he's got like Rafa usually behind the striker. So. How are you going to play those two players at the same time? I don't know. Schmidt's going to have to figure that out. But
I think you just go with Cockchu.
Yeah.
I think he's a
no,
better.
No, Rafa, Rafa was our player of February. He was the best player on the team.
Put Rafa somewhere else. Put him on the left wing or something.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know why he doesn't want to play Rafa on the wing. But
now you got Gouveia up there. He's scoring.
Yeah, Gouveia looked good.
Looking
goal
good.
Assist.
Starting the Brazilians again. He gave up on the Scandinavian boy.
I think Leonardo's the way to go now. Just keep playing him.
Yeah.
Start him.
He's got a, like an instinct. Like he on that cross, he knew where to be. That guy found him, taps it in. He scored a bunch of goals like that, like point blank range, like right in front of the net.
Yeah. Good movement. Good finishing.
It's never pretty, but gets the job done. Yeah.
You know, when once Cockchu scored 1-0, and then Estoril comes right back, they score, and I thought, oh no, this is. Not going to be one of
we
those
We have
days,
a tough time
it?
With Estoril. They knocked us out of the League Cup. They, like, run our shit with Guitan and Rodrigo Gomes.
Yeah, Estoril are a big team. I don't know if you guys heard about them.
I was worried.
They're giant killers.
Yeah, they give us a hard time.
But, you know, I didn't even have to worry that long. Right before the end of the first half, boom, they take the lead again. And then right when the beginning of the second half, game's killed. So
yeah, we took care of that.
That's a good performance.
Rodrigo Gomes in the box blast. I'll give it to him.
Yeah, and that was partly Trubin's fault. He just kind of hit it towards him.
Yeah, he made the initial save, though.
Yeah.
You know,
and he made some great saves otherwise, like saved those a few times. That's what he always does.
Trubin. And then I just want to make one more point about this team. The goal was also kind of like Ball didn't look very good on it, and I don't think Ball's playing very well. I mean, gave him a 7.5 on the sofa score, was it, or whatever, but I think, I don't know, he's struggling.
Yeah,
he had 84 minutes in.
And we got to see Rollheiser at the end. It's kind of fun.
Yeah.
Ooh. He did some stuff. He looked all right. Got to get more used to it.
You know what else I like seeing? Antonio Silva and Tomas Araújo both playing.
Araújo was good,
center backs. That's great.
Yeah. Because that other guy is a fucking vandal. He's a miscreant. That Otamendi.
I think Arujo's ready.
Yeah.
I kind of want to move on from Otamendi, and we have him for another season, too.
Okay, so Champions League coming up, or Europa League, you want to see him, Otamendi, or you want to see Arujo?
Yeah, I think...
Ooh, tough question.
Otamendi experience against Scotland, too, like a tough physical team. I think Otamendi. But I think going forward, like against Sporting, like if we have to face Gyökeres again, like... I want Silva and Araújo there.
Maybe, yeah.
You know?
Do you want a goon or a talent? Because Otamendi's just a goon.
Otamendi's not just a goon, man.
He's a goon.
Otamendi's class. You didn't like him when he showed you his armband. Yeah, when he showed Porto his armband because he's Benfica.
Like when the ref showed him a fucking red card last week. That's what I like.
World Cup winner, brother.
Please. These guys can go back and forth all day.
Yep.
I want to say again, you know, some people were calling for Schmidt's head and everything like that after the Porto game. And look, what are we going to do? Switch, like, now?
Nah.
At the end of the season? Let him finish. He knows what... He just won us a title last year, you know?
Yeah, I say hole up. Let him cook.
Exactly. Let's see what he can do.
Yeah.
Now, if they go and lose 10 straight games, sure, but...
He's not...
Yeah, it's not a disaster at
he's
all.
Not going to win the season.
Well, I don't know. I think he will.
He might win a trophy. I think Yamarim's taking the season. I'd like.
There's still time, Evan.
There's still time, but like
I still believe.
Yeah, I still believe too. And look, Sporting does look unbeatable, but they still have to play Porto, and
Benfica. They have to play
and Benfica, and we're in every competition. We're in the TASA. We're in the Europa League. We're in the league, so we're doing okay.
So you guys are gonna be tired and
take your hand off the panic button, all Benfiquistas. Just. Take it easy.
Let me put you one scenario. Next game, something happens. Gyökeres down, injured, out for the rest of the season.
Ay, Dios mios.
Boom. I'm not wishing that evil upon anybody. I'm just saying, let's be real here. Anything can happen.
It's mid-March.
Yeah.
Season ends in May.
I think we need to hire a witch doctor to get that going.
Oh.
What do you guys say the state of the Portuguese league is right now without Gyökeres? I feel like the value of the league, like... the whole anticipation that's building up to like who's going to win is all like on the shoulders of this man. If he's out for the rest of the season, I feel like it just becomes so boring.
Well, look, he's not. He's not.
I'm not wishing that evil on him, and I never would. I want this to remain interesting. We're building.
I don't think there's any pressure on him at all. The pressure's on the coach. And yeah, I mean, obviously he's a talented player, but like if he goes down, you got to know how to work around that. That every coach deals with that.
You rely on Paulinho.
Yeah.
We'll see where that goes.
Chris just threw out a hypothetical. Everyone's healthy over there on that side. They look like they're going to be pretty tough to beat. But even if he finishes the season, they could slip up. He's had like three chances in the last game. He didn't score. So
he scored one of them.
He scored one of them, of course. Of course.
I think they'll slip up. That Famalicão game, just wait. Ooh. I'm waiting for it.
That announcer's going to get in their head. Benfica, Leonardo, and Neres both start. And Ninja Turtle boys. Good stuff. We need to get Cabral in there, make that a threesome.
Yeah, I love the Gouveia goal. He just like took a little bit of space, slapped it right across the goal, in. Like, that is clinical. That was sick.
Yeah. I like him a lot. I would like to see him get more minutes.
It's tough, man. Wing is tough. We got Di Maria also on the wing. We just said you could move Rafa to the wing. And then João Mário also plays the wing very nicely as well, right?
Ouchness too, yeah.
Well, that guy just shouldn't be there. Hey.
So Gouveia is your man of the match?
Yeah, I'll give it to Gouveia.
Give it to the kid.
Because you'll never give it to Cockshoe.
I'll give it to Gouveia.
All right. Dragon's Lair, Porto. Continue to sharpen their teeth before their upcoming clash with Arsenal. They trounce Portimonense 3-0 on Friday. Nico Galeno and Pep on the score sheet. Nico continues to flourish as a creative spark in this midfield. Loving this. Danny Loader also jumps in as the first substitute striker. I like that choice, going for the youth instead of Tony Martinez. Yeah, great game. Nice, easy win, 3-0. Three goals. All the teams, big three, big three. Three goals.
It's a triple banger.
Yeah, it is. How about this take, guys? Pep is the new Otavio, and Otavio is the future Pep.
Ooh.
Still switch.
Fun. Them. Fun, yeah, little wordplay, yeah. And yeah, I agree. You're right.
That's nice. I was actually honestly thinking about Saudi Otavio. I was like, what?
What I'm saying. The Brazilian Pepe,
yeah.
He's the new Otavio that left. And then Otavio on defense,
yes,
is the new Pep,
yes,
in the back line.
That's right.
Do you want him to explain it to you again?
No, I was also thinking that Otavio would come back to Porto and then we'd have to deal with that little fucker again.
Maybe he will, yeah. I would love him to
come back.
Double Otavios?
Yeah. Other than that, I'm loving the new Chico Nico connections. That's beautiful.
Fun to say, even more fun to watch.
Beautiful. He's popping balls into him, getting shots off. Yeah, I think this midfield is set. Varela, Nico, and Pepe. Pepe's got magic, man. He had a nice breakaway, chipped the goalie, hit the crossbar, but what are you going to do?
So he found his perfect lineup for the rest of the season?
I think so. I think we're locked in.
Do you Galeno, think if he had,
Chico,
you think if he had started this lineup at the beginning of the season, you guys would be in a better position?
I think that Nico had to pay his penance to Sergio Conceição before.
What if there was no penance?
Well, then I don't know. Then he wouldn't be the man he is today. He had to do a military service. He had to shave his head. He had to get de-liced. He had to do the whole rounds.
De-liced. They gave him the shampoo. They sent him home and gave him the lice shampoo.
Maybe that's why he shaved his head.
Maybe. You're right.
Tough little break for Eustáquio, but he'll still get his opportunities. They want to lock down a game and stuff. They're gonna throw him in there.
I think his the strength of Eustáquio will come in whenever we need to lock a game down, and it's just like, hey, no one's getting through.
Yeah,
he adds that extra bit of defense in the midfield, whereas Nico moves forward a bit more.
In case we're laughing, or in case you don't know why we're laughing, which you don't, is that Chris took a sip of this wine and like was disgusted, and then poured his Coca-Cola Classic into it to fix it.
Crazy move.
Disgusted.
How is it with the Coke?
Much better.
Nice. I want to try some of that.
I want Coke wine.
It's real easy.
Actually, I like Pepsi. Patrick, give me a hit of that Pepsi.
Go ahead. Shut up.
You know the difference between Coke and Pepsi.
Yeah.
I prefer Pepsi.
It's gassier. Really?
I guess this is a Porto Benfica.
That's right. Blue and red. He likes the blue can. Oh. I'm a Coke man.
So Galeno was on fire.
Galeno was on fire. Yeah, rocked that in top of the box, curled in, similar to that Arsenal goal last week.
Yeah.
A little lower on the ground, though.
Arsenal got to watch out for him again.
I think he set up the goal for Nico, too. He, like, laid it off for him, and Nico one-timed it in to start the scoring. But, yeah, tomorrow or today, whenever you're listening, maybe it was yesterday, Porto-Arsenal. What are we feeling? At the Emirates.
I think Arsenal's going to win.
Yeah, I think so, too.
God damn it.
Thierry Henry is very confident as well. I don't know if you've seen all his interviews, but
that guy's retired. What is he going to do?
Arsenal's been cooking. Yeah. Porto's been cooking, but Arsenal's been cooking more.
I don't know.
We'll see. They have. It was really weird when they lost to Porto, because even at that time, they were cooking.
Mm.
But
not that day. Porto was cooking all over
So
them.
What do you think Sergio's strategy will be? Just defense?
Yeah, I think it's going to be lock it down. I think, but it's like then you'll get into the anti-Jogo, and when you're playing anti-Jogo against a team of Arsenal's caliber, there's a lot more room for leaks.
Yeah.
It's harder to play defense for 90 minutes.
They're going to play on the counter, though, and they got Galeno, who's kind of a weapon on the counter.
That's true.
So that's what they're going to use, but, I mean, it depends if they can get that first goal.
Yeah, Galeno and Evan Nielsen both have been killing it in Europe. Going to have to rely heavily on them. Praying Varela can just score from half. That would be great. Great 2 years in a row, just Arsenal embarrassed by Portuguese teams.
What are the chances Arsenal lets in another goal from half in a Champions League game?
That'd be hilarious, yeah.
Oh, last year was Europa.
Oh, yeah, true.
Don't give them that much
still
credit.
European competition, like...
Yeah, everything on the line.
Yeah, be hilarious if it happened.
What a great goal, though. Yeah. I mean, I got to give it up now that we mention it. I love that goal. I know it's Sporting, but Pedro Gonçalves, I love a half. I love a half goal.
Yeah, good stuff. Good stuff there.
I thought he was Danny Namaso now.
Danny Namaso, Danny Loader. I don't know.
Question for you, Justin. What do you think's nicer? A hole in one in golf or a goal from half in soccer?
Oh, definitely not golf.
Hey, they're like almost equally as hard.
I think only, okay, a goal from half, and unless the hole in one is like a dunk. You know when it dunks?
Yeah.
That's nicer.
Mm. Very rare.
It's such a small hole.
Yeah.
A small ball,
but there's like hundreds of players, multiple par threes. Like
I think like a crazy eagle chip is really, really nice.
The thing about the soccer goal is that you also make the goalie look like an idiot because he jumps and he flails and he sometimes falls in the net. That's perfect. That's
like
beautiful.
Fingertips it almost. Yeah.
Embarrass him.
Yeah, you're not embarrassing anything on the golf course.
It's just you and some grass.
What do you think of the 4 p.m. kickoff, Evan?
Too late. This fucking time difference, man.
It's fucking you up.
Why can't we change the time to just not change this anymore? I heard they want to do it next time or in the future, whenever.
They've been saying that all our lives.
They want to do a half hour change and just leave it at that.
Oh. And then never do it again?
Never do it again.
Well, half hour, that's going to fuck me up. I can't be on a half hour.
But then it splits the difference from like the next time you change. So let's see.
Oh, yeah.
I went to a Skyline restaurant for breakfast on Sunday, and they're in Parkdale. Classic place. That was like the most Toronto vibe fucking diner ever. I loved it.
Oh, they have cocktails at nighttime.
Probably.
Yes, I've been there.
Cocktails all the time. But they're like bored outside. It was like, hey, come in for breakfast and see our servers on one less hour of sleep. And I thought that was funny.
Got you with the marketing.
Yeah,
you must have loved Jimmy Kimmel on the Oscars.
A little bit of him was okay.
Oh.
I didn't watch the beginning. Okay. I didn't watch the intro. Yeah. Moving on. Braga Brigade. Bonza, bicycle kick ruled offside after the ref goes on mic explaining why it doesn't count. I still think it's a bullshit explanation. Not that I knew what he was saying. But you know what? I don't know. That bicycle kick looked rock solid to me.
This was bullshit. The Portugal corner is outraged.
We are outraged. Sounds like a lot of hoopla to me.
We love a bicycle kick. We love a bonza. And all he was saying was that they decided that after reviewing it, it was offside.
Offside.
So the call is offside.
Do you know how crazy it is for him to go up and do a bicycle kick and not like whack it, just like place it? A placed bicycle kick?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
And you know what else? They stole this beautiful assist from Roger. Little Roger.
Oh, you look great doing it. Oh, yeah.
He's been cooking for the past couple weeks. He's mooshing.
Don't take away from little Roger.
He's trying to grow. Let him spread his wings.
Bonza is offside, and then he goes in front of a player who is trying to make a play on the ball, and he kind of blocks his pass, so that player definitely doesn't win the ball, and then Braga does, so they decide that was offside. But we're thinking that, what do you think, Chris?
I'm thinking that these refs just wanted to use this new technique, and they're like, we got to find an opportunity to use it.
This is the perfect opportunity to use our new technology, little microphone.
Yeah, if we don't do it now, we'll never get a chance to do it today.
They love it. They're going to talk on the mic. They're going to do their whole stand-up set now.
I think we're the NFL now.
I frankly like that they announce and say it.
No, I do like it. I just feel like this was just not the moment to do it.
Of course.
It was so...
It's bullshit.
That was offside. He was blocking the guy from making a play. He was going to win the ball.
I thought you were outraged.
I wasn't outraged, but I did like the microphone.
You like the spotlight.
I like the microphone. Maybe they can start doing some things like the NHL did. Remember when the NHL the other week, the guy was like, he's like, you're not going to like this, but the goal was ruled no goal. And then like the fans really gave it to him.
You're not going to like this.
Now these refs are going to start having personalities and characters. They're going to start doing voices.
No personalities.
Evan, you said the good, the bad, and the funny. And we're getting it, all right?
Yeah, these refs are giving it.
This is content, baby.
They better bring their fucking material next time they got to make a play.
You're mad about the refs getting mics? Who gave us mics? What the fuck? Why do we have these?
Chris just had them around, sitting around.
Yeah. Why do we have a podcast?
Yeah, fair enough.
At least that guy's like, he's got a real job, you know?
When are the refs going to start a podcast?
Oh, you can't. I'd be like, you can't do that.
No. Estrella Amadora claw their way out of the bottom with a 3-1 win against Casapia. Kikash picks up 2 for the Stars, and Yuki Soma 1 for the Little House. Nice little win there for Estrella. They jump out of the bottom. Guimarães beat Famalicão through a solo goal scored by Portuguese Grealish. It's an impressive goal tally. This season is turning heads at the giant eyebrow gentleman, Mr. Jota.
Mm-hmm. Good brows, yes.
Great brows. What's he have for goals now?
Great goal. He blew past that one guy, just short side, rocked it into the net. Goalie had no chance.
I love a short side goal like that.
Yeah. Just as hard as he could.
So goals this season, Gyökeres obviously in first with 19. Bonza right behind him with 18. And he went away to AFCON. Why is no one talking about Bonza?
That's impressive.
And he just got this goal ripped away. He would have been tied.
Yeah, he would have had 19.
Jesus, that's why. They couldn't let him have it. It's a Sporting's year. Rafa Mujica behind him with 16 goals. Samuel Esende on Vizela with 13. Rafa Silva, Hector Hernandez, Cristo Gonzalez, Andre and Guimarães 10, Evan Nielsen with 10, and Paulinho with 9 somehow. 8 goals for Jota Silva, which for a midfielder, attacking midfielder at that, pretty good.
I'll tell you what, Jota, I mean, we have a lot of wingers, or he's more of an attacking middle guy. Benfica's team's pretty stacked, and also I don't see him in a Benfica jersey. I either see him... I think he'd look good in a Porto or a Sporting. Now, I don't want either of them to pick up this guy because he looks like kind of a weapon, but...
I don't think he...
What does a Benfica guy look like? Andre Gomes?
the ideal beautiful Benfica player would look like Andre Gomes, I think. Maybe, you know, George Clooney, someone like that, you know, as our manager. But...
I think Jota could replace Rafa, who's leaving.
I don't know. I just don't see him in the red.
I know what you're saying.
Don't see him in the jersey.
I know what you're saying, and I don't know how to defend this point.
Right.
But he doesn't seem like a Benfica player.
He does. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
It'd be a bad purchase. Just wouldn't work.
I think he would work really well on Porto as like evil.
Yeah.
You know.
You think he's evil?
I think he could play evil.
He serves evil. That's for sure.
So we call him up in 2 weeks or whatever it is.
Hey, I'd love to see him out there.
Nah,
I'd bring him along, you know? Yeah. We got to start grooming these players. Grooming in the good way, of course. Good. For the players on Guimarães and stuff, get them in the system.
I don't know. The team's so stacked. I feel like I want the team to almost be pretty close to what it's going to be in the summer, just so those guys can be mooshing, you know?
That's
more,
true.
Little more.
But we also have so many injuries to play
around. Yeah, no Neto, right? He just got injured.
Nope. So Portuguese League Sporting still in first ahead of Benfica by 1 point plus a game. Benfica 61 points, Porto behind them in third with 55 points, 6 points off. And then Braga in fourth with 50, Guimarães in fifth with 47. And Moreirense, the team we never talk about, is in sixth place.
Solid team. Guimarães only 3 points behind Braga, which is pretty interesting.
Yeah. You guys think they'll overtake?
No.
It's a game behind, but they're pushing.
Yes. Porto playing Vizela next week. That's a scary one. Vizela fight hard and they come back late. I feel like we're going to score two goals early, and then if we don't fucking shut it down, they're going to tie it.
Yeah, they're one of the worst teams in the league.
Vizela's like second last place.
Dude, they have been fighting real hard the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, they got hard. You're right.
But yeah, you guys are playing Casapia. Sporting are playing Bovista. What do you think about Casapia?
I think we're going to crush them.
Yeah, that should be
piece of cake.
Yeah.
Piece of crumb cake.
I certainly hope so.
Thank you for listening to the podcast. Just a reminder, follow us on Instagram and Twitter. Subscribe wherever you get your podcast. We're back on YouTube. If you do YouTube, take some time to leave a rating and a review. Subscribe to the YouTube. Tell your friends. Tell them you like Portuguese soccer. There's crazy guys in Toronto that talk about Portuguese soccer.
Yeah.
You know, that's how you get your rocks off.
We'll be downtown at the bars at the Cervejarias watching the game.
Yeah, we do meet and greets.
Yeah, if you want to come hang and watch a game with us, just hit us up.
We do it like once every 3 months.
Not true. We're in the bars all the time.
Hey, summer's coming. We're going to be doing it a lot.
We might that's be at the true. TFC game. Don't be shy.
Hey. We're also on Palma Radio, online Portuguese radio station. They just launched Palma Talk. English language, Portuguese cultural podcasts 24/7. Check that channel out. I think they got an app now. Download their app.
Ooh, we're part of a little Portuguese community.
Yeah. As we said last week, they got the Sela Sound Pod on there, and they got the Benfica podcast. They're all over. They're interviewing the Portuguese kids and stuff.
Good company.
Yeah. Check out Palma.
Portuguese.
They're
kids.
Big on San Jose earthquakes, too. They got a lot of people down there. They do, like, they call the game and everything. In Portuguese.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, yeah, I forgot it was a soccer team. I was like, I want to hear about fucking earthquakes.
And then finally, we're on Patreon, exclusive content. We do an extra episode after the show, not so soccer forward, but still creeps in. If you want to sponsor us, you want to help us out, you want to give back, sign up there. You can get an extra bit of content and, help us out with making the show.
That's kind of dark. Like, didn't a lot of people die in the earthquakes in San Francisco? Like,
and there's a team named after
The earthquake?
San Jose?
We're the Quakes, man.
I think they got a Portuguese player out there, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
We're the New York 9/11.
Yeah, that's essentially what that is, right?
Horsh.
The Boston Marathon Bombing.
No.
Ooh.
We're the Boston Bombers.
We're the Tokyo Tsunamis.
The Wolves run continues. They beat Fulham 2-1.
Damn.
Mr. Semedo scores from the top of the box, but he does not get credit for it. Gets called as an own goal. And then Totti Gomes comes in as Neto gets subbed out, and he provides an assist for the goal scorer, Ryan Aitnuri.
Nice.
Yes.
Cool.
I remembered.
We heard you remembering.
Pretty good game for the Wolves, though. Good one. Jose Soff, star performance there. Great saves.
Good to see.
These guys are fun to watch again.
They are.
You said while we were watching the highlights, this is the Wolves I know and love.
Yes.
Fun. Exciting. Were. Work hard.
Great defense, amazing saves. Remember when Jose Sa just like got us out of our seats every week?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not the best, because then obviously he's putting in work, then they're giving away chances, but still when he comes up huge, it's nice.
They're gelling in the back, I gotta say that. Their defense is coming together real nice.
Yes, and they had to put up with their old boys Traore and maybe Jimenez. I don't know if his brain is still working, but he was working. Out there. Iobi nabs one at the death of that game, and it was... just no justice to how well they defended for the last, like, 10, 20 minutes.
That's okay. They did the work to get themselves ahead.
Yeah.
Shit happens.
But, yeah, the big one on this one was Pedro Neto taking off the hammy. The hammy's bad.
Mm. It's a bad ham.
Bad ham.
Well, you know, he...
Spoiled ham.
He Hopefully it's just like a little pull and not a tear, and he'll be back soon.
I think they said 1 month, right?
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
Month, which is, I think, the international break. So not going to be playing for Roberto Martinez's Portugal team. And if he doesn't play in these friendlies, I don't know where he stands in terms of getting called up for a tournament.
He could if he
Well, they do practice.
Well.
They have training, you know. He could see how he gels. See how he mooshes.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he mooshes.
He can moosh.
Wait, is Moosh back, guys?
It's, yeah.
Moosh is
it comes
there.
And it goes.
So, how is your Wolves run prediction going, Evan?
Well, I predicted Fulham to win this game. And since I'm always wrong, you know, I kind of did Wolves won.
Okay.
What about Bournemouth next week?
Bournemouth Wolves, I said, are going to win. So, they're probably going to follow this up with a loss in real life.
Damn.
So, we'll see what happens there. And then Bournemouth and Villa. All righty. Liverpool and City tie 1-1. Luis Diaz misses a barrage of chances, yet the Reds overcome the one-goal deficit through a penalty scored by McAllister.
Yeah, you guys got to the house, and I just started venting to Patrick right away about how much Luis Diaz is pissing me off.
Piss me off.
He's flubbing it.
He's flubbing, man.
Yeah, that was tough to watch.
And you know what? It makes me mad because there'll be like Liverpool games where they'll be up like 2-3 nothing, and then he scores a goal. And it's like, okay, well, yeah, he's getting on the score sheet. It's a stats thing again, right? The stats say he's producing, he's providing. But it's like, okay, but not when we need him, right? It's
when the game's tight.
When the game's tight, like this is a big stage, right? Like at the end of the game, he made a really nice run. It's like the 90th minute or 89th minute, and he's like running through a couple players, gets like kind of tackled up, fights through it. But it's like it didn't lead to anything. You know, when he gets a breakaway, he totally flubbed it. He had another touch in the middle where he should have just shot it one time. He didn't. He went to go for the touch, and he lost it. He's in the right places, but not creating any chances.
He's a bum.
He's a freaking bum.
Oh. But yeah, also it's just like his final touch, like that breakaway, like come on, man. You just got to hit the net.
Yeah.
Like he saw what he's trying to do. He's trying to get around the goalie, but like
Was he doing this dog shit at Porto?
No, those were in the net every fucking time.
Yeah. He was trying to curl it, but it didn't bend. It just went the way of like the shot.
He's like my fucking golf swing, this guy.
Straight off the ankle. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, they keep the title race tight.
You know what? I got to say, City had a lot of opportunities and,
yeah,
you know,
they did.
Off posts and whatever, slightly wide. So
that created character Bradley looked really good.
whoa, what are you talking about creating
that character? NPC?
Random generated character.
Yeah. That kid's got heart, man.
He honestly, he does. He looks
good,
fucking good.
He's playing better than a lot of the vets out there, man.
Yeah.
He's playing better than fucking Diaz is playing.
Who's the center back? Kwanzaa? Never heard of him.
Kwanzaa, yeah. A lot of youth academy players coming up.
Yeah, so many injuries.
Yeah.
Kwanzaa? Is that the guy from Villa? That guy's still at Villa.
No, Kwanzaa.
Oh.
Kwanzaa.
Happy Kwanzaa.
So who was the better buy, Chris?
Oh, Darwin
the one
or
from,
Diaz?
The one from Benfica or the one from Porto? Have we ever let any team astray?
Okay.
No, all ours are classics.
That's a great question. It's a great question to ask a Liverpool fan from Portugal Corner. And I got to say, Darwin is a better buy.
Okay.
He creates more opportunities.
But then let's
factor in.
That's another £5 million to Benfica. Yeah. Thank you. If Chris from the Portugal Corner says he was better.
It's in the email transfer. It's on the way. You'll get it shortly.
What about this deal? You got Jota and Luis Diaz for like.
Jota did not come direct from Porto.
He didn't, but he's a Porto product. If you could, would you trade in Darwin to have Jota and Luis Diaz? Or would you rather take Darwin over those two?
That's a weird hypothetical. I would rather take Jota and Luis Diaz over Darwin, obviously.
That's a whole striking lineup.
Jota's better than both of them.
Right? Possibly Klopp's last battle with Pep Guardiola there, at least on these teams.
Possibly, probably.
Yeah. United beat Everton 2-0. They select two different penalty kick takers this game. Bruno scores the first. Rashford takes the second.
I like that. I like having two different penalty kick takers.
Shake it up.
Yeah.
Rashford's taking these weird penalties now. He thinks he's Bruno.
It worked.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bruno's just kind of snuck in there. Bruno's almost got saved, but it went in the net. He hit it well enough.
He said that was too close for comfort. Rashford, you got to take the next one. This guy's getting close.
And then, and he also, Bruno had a nice free kick on target, but it wasn't quite tucked in the side, so savable for the goalie.
Not enough tuck. Nuno Espirito Santos is Forest, lose to Brighton. Forest at 3 points ahead of relegation. Cidi Barros asks, is Nuno Espirito Santos just a championship level manager?
Ooh.
Should he just go back down and do that dance in the championship?
That's it. Back to the championship. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know where he fits in. I guess he crushed that Al Ittihad, but what does that really mean?
I mean, his one opportunity to really prove and do something was Tottenham, I guess.
Yeah.
But even, like, it's always an uphill battle, right?
Yeah.
Maybe you can be, like, a relegation saver coach. Like, keep teams up.
Yeah.
The Wolf.
The Wolf. Yeah. Just do defense. He,
Let's bring him to TFC.
His best run was that little bit of Wolves when, like, they had all the Portuguese guys and he was playing them all. And
but even then,
they were organized, like, defensively and, you know, they did kind of well.
Brother, ooh.
Guys, that's a little sediment. That's from the wine that's disgusting. Called sediment. You don't have to eat it, but you can if you want.
Evan, chew your sediment.
No, thank you. But yeah, even like when he was at Wolves, they were kind of boring at that time, too.
Look, I would love for him to just be like, he'd be a great character for us on the Portuguese league, but ooh, I know they don't pay as much as the championship. Championship probably pays more, but at some point, championship teams are going to stop hiring him. Premier League teams are going to stop hiring him, and then he will coach
for Gimenez.
Family count, yeah.
He'll go to Greece.
Oh, yeah. Oh, don't wish that upon him.
We won't be able to watch any of his games.
Fucking A.
Highlights or highlights.
I think I'd take him back at Porto at this for another run. I think he'd be interesting now that he has more experience in the world.
Yeah, Porto are going to need a new coach, right?
Need someone.
Homecoming. Why? What's happening?
Yeah, Sergio's probably supposed to leave.
Maybe
it's been there for like 9-10 years. It's about, you know, turnover time. President's probably going to change too.
Yeah, if the president changes, Sergio will probably change it. But who knows? He might stay. Well, you know,
who knows?
Who's Vilos Boas's friends?
Daniel.
He's going to coach the team.
Daniel Souza.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Close with him. He was his assistant manager at, like, Chelsea and Spurs and Zenit and all the other teams he went to.
Oh, that's probably going to happen then.
Yep, most likely. Tinha and Danny Mota both score as Genoa meets Monza in a 3-2 match. Win goes to Monza and the Berlusconi boys. Danny Mota.
Ooh.
Banger.
Wow.
Banger of a scissor kick there.
Wow. What a goal.
Wow. Yeah, fantastic. And then these guys, probably about the same age, probably like direct rivals for who's going to be the next up-and-comer, next Portugal striker. Vitinha also had a very nice finish.
Mm-hmm. I don't think Moto will ever be the Portugal striker, to be honest.
Give
but
him a chance.
I think.
We're going to lose him to Luxembourg.
Give him a look. Groom him, for God's sake.
Groom this man. This podcast is sponsored by Manscaped.
I think it was a great, I mean, to get that much contact on it and, like, really hit it when your feet are up in the air like that, like, he didn't slice it at all. Pure. He hit that one pure, as they say in golf. A lot of golf references today.
Mm-hmm.
We love the overhead kicks, the bad ones and the very great ones.
And the ones that are called off by referees. But yeah, if you haven't seen Danny Mota's goal, go check that shit out. It's pretty spectacular.
Yeah, that one is available on Twitter or X, whatever. They didn't take that one down for some reason.
I'll tell you what, Vitinha missed this. I did not know he was on Genoa.
Yep.
We probably told you.
Okay. Yeah. But it didn't clock, you know, it didn't seep in. It
didn't stick.
Oh, until I see the man in the jersey in the game scoring a goal, I'm like, oh, I guess he's in Genoa.
I agree with that statement.
Marseille said we were sold false goods. We only watched the highlight package.
Yeah.
They saw him in training and they said, what is this shit? This guy sucks.
They gave up too easily.
Yeah.
Well, because they have Aubameyang. Big deal. That guy's getting old.
They're French too. I think
we want to return this product. We did not do our homework.
We are French. We were just smoking the cigarette.
We made a bad investment on this Vitinha. In Germany, Bayern crushed Mainz like 8-1. Kane scored a hat trick. And I think Alphonso Davies came off injured and like broke his tooth or something.
Oh. Yeah, he got hit in the head pretty hard.
We're going to need that tooth for when Canada plays Trinidad.
Trinidad coming up soon. Mighty soon.
Yeah, the game's at Tooth Hurdy.
Ching! In France, Gonzalo Ramos scores one, and they tie Reims 2-2. And he pretty much, he almost scored two. The other one was like an own goal, but it like kind of bungled off of him.
Well, he had two very interesting goals, if you ask me. Mm-hmm. One right off his dick.
Yep.
Dick and goal. We know he has a big dick. Dick goal,
right? Yeah.
He likes to use it.
Yeah. Yeah. On and off the field.
Yep. And the second one, like, they don't teach you this in striker school, but he toe-punted it. Like, he was playing soccer baseball, this guy.
Toe-punt.
Soccer baseball.
Soccer baseball.
Chris, were you a legend on the soccer baseball field?
You know it.
With that foam ball. Yeah. The little foam.
Like, how do you make baseball more interesting to a European kid? Use your feet. Right?
Yeah.
I'm surprised it's not huge in Europe, soccer baseball.
I wish I knew about...
It should be.
I wish for we'll soccer baseball there. I knew about the Trivello when I was young.
Oh, that could trick them.
That would have been great.
It's like a knuckleball.
It'd be sick, too, if, like, so you have to pass with your feet, too, right? So, like, you get in the outfield.
Do you?
No, I'm saying it would be sick if you did. Because, it's like, you kick it, and then it becomes, like, dodgeball almost, right? You have to chuck that big ball with your hand.
Yeah. The throwing, yes, like dodgeball, but the fielding more like baseball.
Well, were there ever any...
and soccer baseball.
No, wait. Were there ever any rules saying you can't kick out of the outfield?
No, there's no rules in baseball that say you can't kick.
That's true. I don't think it's a rule.
And there's no rule that a dog can't play.
That's not in the rule book, yeah.
Air Bud can definitely play.
Air Bud soccer baseball. Okay, ooh, now we're talking. Call Hollywood. Let's go. So... Gonzalo Ramos heating up, though.
Yep, he's cooking.
They were going to give up on him in January. Well, they said, how do we offload this guy? Much like Vitinha in the Marseille, in same league, French. And
these
Patrick
Frenchmen
said,
hate us.
Patrick said, hold up.
Hold up. Let him cook.
That's right.
Let him cook. Let him simmer.
I think one of the big things that turned this around, I don't know, not one of the big things. I'm just kind of, what am I doing? I'm kind of just like extrapolating here. Mbappe said, I'm not coming back.
Yes.
Coach, I think, is going to use him a lot in Champions League because he wants to win the Champions League. And Mbappe is the best player in the world, so you're going to play him. But they got the League One done and dusted. It's like, let's give these other guys a chance. Let's prepare for life after Mbappe.
Exactly. And that's like the best thing for Portugal, for the Seleção. Yeah. Because we need strikers.
Yep.
Who else we got? Jota is out.
The legend, the legend, the myth.
Yeah,
Cristiano Ronaldo, yeah, 40 years old.
The old legend, yeah.
And if we ever have to play Switzerland, this guy can score three.
Yep. Yeah. Andre Silva just scored a goal for Real Sociedad. Probably the worst goal of the entire game and just a terrible rebound off a save. But hey.
But a goal nonetheless.
Whoa. Hey, whoa, we got Danny Mota waiting in the wings, baby. Mm. Wow, no one.
Yeah, okay. I think Andre Silva's... I don't know if he's going to get called.
I don't think I want to see him anymore.
No,
get him out of here.
I can't imagine he'll get called.
Mota would be cool. I mean, it's good to have a like young dark horse kind of striker guy.
You know
right?
What level Andre Silva is? And he played on Porto too. Andre Silva is this generation's Hugo Almeida.
Ooh.
I think Hugo Almeida is better.
Oh, nice.
I actually agree to that as well.
Really?
That's
an interesting one.
You know, Hugo Almeida...
Nice goals.
Yeah, Hugo Almeida had some nice goals on Porto, but... Hugo Almeida, there was tournaments, they weren't playing him. And I was like, we're playing Postiga? Like,
yeah.
Bento had a hard-on for Postiga, though. It made no fucking sense.
It's a sporting thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's politics.
Politics.
The Greek league, Danny Podence scored.
That's right. We couldn't watch
There's
it,
no evidence that happened.
Well, it's on live score. It happened.
It's not on YouTube. Not on Twitter. There's no video evidence of this. We tried to watch six different highlight compilations alternate to FIFA.
I have a friend of a friend, the guy that works the hot dog stand in front of the Canadian Tire. He told me that his brother Nick was at the game. He said it was a beautiful goal.
Nick was there?
Oh, Nick.
Yeah, Nico.
Nick and Nick.
Nico Giacomakis?
Yeah. You know him?
Yeah.
Oh,
he owns the diner.
He works the hot dog stand.
Yeah.
Canal.
But our not prophecy, but like what we said came true. We said, you go to Greece, we're never gonna fucking hear from you again. And it's like literally true. We cannot find this clip.
Yeah.
We don't even know if this game happened,
but we'll keep trying.
We saw highlights with no goals. It was all fouls. Yeah. Very depressing.
If I had money on this game and I lost, I'd be like, I need proof. I need actual proof to show.
What happened? This week in Toronto, TFC debuted at home at BMO Field on a rainy-ass night. The whole week, the weather was great. It was like fucking spring. The weekend hit. Saturday was rain. Sunday was fucking like negative 12. It was freezing.
Yeah, Canada in March will do that to you. But it'll happen.
Lousy March weather.
Nice. Why can't we have a nice weekend?
Hey, winter's been good, right?
Yeah.
Could be worse.
Yeah, that's true.
Appreciate it.
After 80 minutes, Lorenzo Insigne stanks atop the box for the only goal of the game. The Italian is firing.
That goal was freaking sick.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
And the whole team celebrated like crazy.
I'm going to call it stonk of the week.
Lorenzo put his arm around Herdman.
Oh, that was a beautiful moment.
They hugged, embraced.
Hopefully that's some foreshadowing for the season.
The team camaraderie looks great.
I think that's a message to the Bradley boys. Freaking, you got a man on the inside fucking working for the coach. You can't have that shit.
Yeah.
We all knew that was going to go bad. He loves Herdman. The Italians love Herdman.
They do, yeah.
Insigne probably helps that they're eye level, right? Yeah. They're both little guys.
Yeah. We're in our Hobbit era.
Yeah.
The Hobbits are running this team.
You know, Herdman always had good camaraderie. Even on the Canada team, he had good spirit. He said the fucking stupid thing against Croatia, and that killed our tournament. Yeah. But
I hear he's a motivation guy, and he's not like a tactics guy.
Oh, yeah.
I can see that,
He's a stale 3 in the back, 4 across the mid.
Motivational speaker, Tony Robbins sort of coach.
Yeah, Emilio Estevez, D Too Many Ducks kind of guy.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah.
You think he's having them do quack, quack, quack?
Well, in their own way, maybe.
What's the Italian thing for that?
Manja, manja, manja. I don't know.
Andiamo.
Eat, let them cook.
Yeah.
Nice win. What are we at? A loss, a win, and tie, or two ties?
I think two wins.
Two wins and a tie.
Two wins and a tie. Yeah.
Unbeaten.
Not too bad.
Looking good.
Not too bad.
Yeah, I was watching this game with my girlfriend. She's like a big TFC fan. And she left the room right before this goal happened. And I screamed. Oof. And she got really mad. And then the next day, Liverpool played Man City. And we needed a goal. I was like, leave the fucking room right now.
Leave the fucking room.
Usually it's you.
I know.
You're the leaving room guy.
I know, no.
Chicks TFC, Chris, you guys could come out to York United game. You got to learn the York United way.
Stop pushing your cheap knockoff.
No, they're much better. It's much more interesting.
Yeah.
The Nine Stripes, baby. That season starts April 21st. Home opener, Sunday, 4 o'clock. Come out for that. It's going to be good. Playing Hamilton. It's going to get rowdy.
That's on Sunday or Saturday?
It's a Sunday at 4.
I'll be there.
Yeah.
I don't want to make any promises.
No, you said it. Another news, Canadian women's team, their Gold Cup run comes to an end after they play the USA in a game that looked like it was played in Santa Clara Stadium after a downpour. This was a fucking embarrassment to soccer.
Pretty bad field. I've seen worse in the Portuguese league, though.
CONCACAF should be ashamed of itself.
I feel like Benfica played Guimarães in like a worse field the other week or like a few weeks ago.
Yeah, I mean,
not worse
the Portuguese league cannot really criticize. we're Portuguese league fans. We cannot really criticize CONCACAF on pitches. I mean,
there were parts of the pitch that were like pretty playable. But I mean, that shouldn't be a thing.
When you're playing football in the yard and you're like, we got to go over there. Make the ball go over there. That's where the grass is good.
If the ref did the drop the ball thing and he did the little kick in the puddle. Like, there's no way.
Yeah, those spots are pretty bad there, yeah. You just got to go around those puddles.
These people can't even dribble in it. This is disgusting.
Yeah, it's bad.
Oof.
He's tripping over the ball because it gets stuck in a puddle.
Yeah, well.
Great game, though. Last minute tying goal, and then it goes to extra time, right?
What is that?
The ball's not moving, yeah.
There's no drainage system?
It's a soaked pitch. For a semifinal, that's pretty rotten, yeah.
Never do a back pass on fields like this.
No.
Yeah, big mistake.
Splish, you can't be doing
splash, a pass. I was making a pass.
I think that's on the Canada player. You shouldn't be doing back pass.
I think you shouldn't be playing on a field that's disgusting.
Yeah, you know what? I always say this to people, like, whatever the stake is. Like, sometimes they're playing pool and they're like, this is a terrible pool table. Well, you know what? It's bad for both of us.
Yeah. You're playing on the same field.
Bad foosball table, bad pitch, whatever it is.
Just stay away from that bump on the pool table.
Exactly, right? Like, come on. We're both dealing with the same bullshit here.
Fine. Stong of the week?
Lorenzo.
I'm going Insigne.
Insigne, baby.
Well, I'm going to throw a Jenny. but okay, Insignia wins.
Wasn't it Jenny IBBCB?
It wasn't IBBCB, but I think so. I think it still qualifies.
It was an IBB with cheese.
The Vizella guy. Thank the Vizella guy had a nice whip, too.
Yeah, that's a, not a stock, runner
more,
up.
More of a whip.
Or a little bit of a whip.
Yeah.
And I want to shout out my boy, Kokchu, with a nice curler. It wasn't a stonk of the week, but it was a beauty. Yeah. And that's my boy. And I
you love
Kokchu. And I ride with him.
Oh, yeah. You're a flip-flopper.
No, I will say, though, it will be interesting to see how Schmidt uses Kokchu in the next few games. It is Ramadan.
Ooh.
This guy's going to be hungry.
He played well, though.
Hungry for goals.
No, it just started today.
And you know what? Goals are not food, so he can score goals.
Right, but he's going to be hungry.
This isn't anything new. Saul has done it so many times.
Sometimes it makes you better. Sometimes it makes you closer to God.
Yeah.
See the net.
That's true. He did.
You're clairvoyant.
Kokchu did acknowledge God after he scored the goal. And I did say, that's good because that wasn't you, Kokchu. That was God. God did that.
God did this a
lot. But God did. DJ Khaled.
Drew, I wonder. Last week, Chico Conceição won it in the vote.
See, you can't put a Benfica guy in there. Then it's not going to be. Yeah, Benfica guy would have won it.
Was there a Benfica guy in the vote last week?
No.
After they lost two games, why would there be?
Yeah.
But yeah, Chico won it last week. Who do we give it to this week?
Jota?
Yeah, I like Jota Silva.
Jota Silva, I like that.
That was the first thing that came to mind. Danny Mota, maybe, for a little Busca goal.
Vitinha, Gonzalo Ramos. Mm-hmm. Dick goal.
The dick goal
it's
and
not
the punt.
Every day you score with your dick.
Punter and the shunter.
Vote. You're going to put it to
the
people?
Okay. You know what? Now that I have the vote, I'm like, I don't want to make a decision. You know, let the vote
okay, so
go.
Jota Silva, Danny Mota, Vitinha, and Gonzalo Ramos.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's the vote. We're going to throw it out there. Let us know what you think. Thanks once again for listening. Hit us up on the social at Portugal_Corner on at Portugal Corner on Instagram. Join us on Patreon. Listen to the after show. Listen to us on Palma Radio, and if you do YouTube, we're on YouTube. Email us at theportugalcorner@gmail.com. Subscribe wherever you get your podcast. Take me to leave a rating or review. Smash that like button if that's an option, and yeah.
Smash it.
Smash that. We'll, do a Patreon.
Thanks for joining us.